10. Tom's secret leave. Opening his eyes, Tom wondered where he was. It was cool, and the light was the gray color of early morning. Harper and Huck were yet asleep. Now, far away, a bird called. Another answered. Slowly, the cool gray of the morning changed to white. More sounds were heard. A big blue bird stopped very near to Tom. Small animals appeared, and they also looked at the boys and seemed to be talking to them. Tom called to the other pirates. Within a few moments, they were all playing in the river near the shore. Their boat had been carried away, but this pleased them. They were certain now that they would never return to their village. Happy and hungry, they built their fire. Huck had found some good water to drink, while Harper cooked some meat. Tom and Huck went to the river and caught some fish. Harper cooked these with the meat. No fish had ever tasted so good. After that, they all started to walk through the trees to see what they could discover. They played in the river often. It was the middle of the afternoon before they returned to their fire. They ate some meat again, and then they sat in the shade to talk. But the talk soon stopped. The quiet, the loneliness, were beginning to change their happiness. They began to be sad. Tom and Harper were thinking of home. Huck the red-handed, who had no home, was thinking of the places where he usually went to sleep. Now they heard a distant boom, then a long, long quiet, and then again, boom. "I understand now," said Tom. "Some person is drowned." "That is right," said Huck. "They did that last summer when Bill was drowned." "A big gun makes that boom." And then the body rises to the top of the water. "I wonder who is drowned," said Huck. Then a thought came into Tom's mind like a sudden light. "Boys, I know who is drowned. They are looking for us." This was a wonderful thing to know. Hearts were breaking for them. Tears were falling. People were sorry that they had not always been kind to them. The whole town was talking about them. This was fine. As darkness came, the riverboat returned to her usual business. The pirates returned to their fire. They were joyful, and they were so important. Need to read that one over. They were joyful that they were so important and were causing so much sadness. Tom sat for a long time, watching the others. Then he stood up. He found two pieces of thin wood on which he could write. After writing on the wood, he put one piece in Harper's hat. He put the other in his pocket. Then, carefully, he moved away among the trees. When he knew that they could not hear him, he began to run toward the river.